Come to order. Would the members please indicate their presence by voting? Any member failed to vote? Madam Clerk?
25 members present.
We have a quorum. Madam Majority Leader?
Mr. Speaker, may the record reflect that Representative Coring has been previously excused from a call of the House today, and Representative Ogun is excused due to illness, but I want to put it on the record that it's nothing serious. It just needed to stay home this morning because of his condition. So.
Record will so reflect. Leading the invocation today is Pastor Damon Geary of the Restoration Grace Outreach Center. Would members please rise for the invocation?
Let us just join together in agreement with the prayer that Paul prayed in Ephesians 3. He says, when I think of the wisdom and the scope of God's plan, I fall to my knees and I pray to the Father, the creator of everything in heaven and on earth. I pray that from his glorious and his unlimited resource that he will give you mighty inner strength through his Holy Spirit. In addition, I pray that Christ will be more and more at home in your hearts as you trust in him. May your roots go down deep into the soil of God's marvelous love. May you have the power to understand all of God's, as all of God's people should, how long, how high, how wide, and how deep his love really is. May you experience the love of Christ through it, and that you would greatly understand it even more fully. Then you will be filled with the fullness of life and the power that comes from God. May the glory now be to God by his mighty power to work within us, that he is able to accomplish it even infinitely more than we could ask or hope. Father, pour out this love on each member of this body today, on his and her staff, on the office personnel, and all their family members. Guide each one in the decisions to be made for the advancement of our state and for the welfare of all of our citizens. And Lord, protect each from harm as we now commit them to your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Representative Foster, would you please lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Representative Davies.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread upon the journal.
Without objection, the prayer will be spread on the journal. Would the clerk please certify the journal for the previous legislative day?
I certify the correctness of the journal for the 80th legislative day.
Madam Majority Leader?
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House Journal, as certified by the Chief Clerk, be approved.
Without objection, the journal has been certified. Do we have guests this morning for introduction? Representative Stevens.
Mr. Speaker, it's a real pleasure to introduce in the Taylor Gallery behind me four truly outstanding teachers from Kodiak. They've all won grants from Science and Technology Foundation, and they have some exciting projects planned. I'd like to introduce Mary Florentino. Leanne Leithhead, Steve Stephenson, and Molly McIntosh, if you please welcome them.
Any other guests for introduction? Seeing none. Or perhaps I do see some. Briefities? Will the House please come back to order? Representative Fate?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. With the acquiescence of our fine representative from District 30, I'm poaching here, but I would like to introduce a longtime friend. He was the president of Golden Valley Electric Association, past grandmaster of the Pioneers of Alaska. Please help me welcome Bob Huffman.
Representative Rookberg.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Accompanying Mr. Huffman down here on serious business regarding the Pioneers of Alaska is a constituent of the minority leader, but an old longtime friend of myself and a friend of a lot of Alaskans. Another past grandmaster of the Pioneer of Alaska, Ed Barber. Please welcome him.
Any other guests for introduction?
Voice from the past. Hi, Molly. Do we have messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor, Mr. Speaker.
Do we have messages from the other body?
A message dated March 28th stating the Senate has passed and returned House Bill 109. Message dated March 28th stating the Senate has passed the following. They're transmitted for consideration. CS for Senate Bill 133, Hess amended by the Senate Health, Education, and Social Services Committee, entitled An Act Relating to a Two-Year Transition for Implementation of the Public High School Competency Examination and to Establishing a Secondary Student Competency Examination as a High School Graduation Requirement and Providing for an Effective Date.
Will be referred to the House Special Committee on Education and Hess and Finance.
CS for Senate Bill 137, Finance, by the Senate Finance Committee, entitled An Act Relating to the Allocation of Money Appropriated to the Alaska Human Resource Investment Council and Providing for an Effective Date.
To the Finance Committee.
I have no further messages from the other body, Mr. Speaker.
We have communications.
We received the Alaska Housing from the Alaska Housing and Finance Corporation, the combined financial statements and combining schedules. I have no further communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Resources Committee has considered House Joint Resolution Number 19, Digital Ortho Imagery and Evaluation Data, attaches a zero fiscal note recommending do pass Cretula Fate, Green, Chenault, Stevens, and Scalzi. The report was signed by Scalzi co-chair. House Joint Resolution Number 19 has no further referral. The Judiciary Committee has considered House Bill 52, Compact for Adult Offender Supervision. Attaches a fiscal note recommending do pass Berkowitz, Kukesh, and Rokeberg. Do not pass Coghill, Ogun, and James. No recommendation, Meyer. The report was signed by Rokeberg Chair. House Bill 52 as a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has considered sponsor substitute for House Bill 76, New Facilities for API. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 76, Hess, with a new title, attaches a zero fiscal note. Recommending do pass Dyson. No recommendation, Coring and Stevens. Amend Coghill, Wilson, Cisna, and Jewell. The report was signed by Dyson Chair. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 76 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has considered sponsor substitute for House Bill 77, Appropriation Replacement of API. Recommends it be replaced with committee substitute for House Bill 70, committee substitute for sponsor substitute for House Bill 77, Hess, with the new title. Recommending do pass Dyson. No recommendation, Coghill, Wilson, Stevens, and Cisna. Amend Coring. The report was signed by Dyson Chair. Sponsor substitute for House Bill 77 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Resources Committee has considered House Bill 194, Entry Permit Fees. Recommending do pass Cretula, Chenault, Stevens, Bate, and Scalzi. No recommendation, McGuire and Stevens. The report was signed by Scalzi co-chair. House Bill 194 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee has considered committee substitute for Senate Bill 64, Finance, High School Diploma for Certain World War II Vets, recommending do pass Coghill, Jewell, Cisna, Wilson, Stevens, and Dyson. The report was signed by Dyson Chair. CS for Senate Bill 64, Finance, has no further referral. There are no further standing committee reports, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of special committees.
The House Special Committee on Military and Veterans Affairs has considered House Bill 88, Pioneers and Veterans Home Advisory Board, attaches a fiscal note recommending do pass Hayes, Murkowski, Green, Cott, Cisna, do pass Hayes, Murkowski, Green, Cisna, and Chenault. No recommendation, Cott. The report was signed by Chenault Chair. House Bill 88 has a further referral to the Finance Committee, or State Affairs Committee. I have no further reports of special committees, Mr. Speaker.
Introductions of resolutions or citations.
Citation honoring Secretary of the Interior Gail Norton by Senator Pierce. I have no further citations or resolutions for introduction.
That brings us to bills for introduction.
House Bill 220 by Representative Cott, entitled An Act Establishing an Exploration and Development Incentive Tax Credit for Persons Engaged in the Exploration for and Development of Less than 150 Barrels of Oil or of Gas for Sale and Delivery Without Reference to Volume from a Lease or Property in the State and Providing for an Effective Date.
Will be referred to the House Special Committee on Oil and Gas, Resources, and Finance.
There are no further bills for introduction.
That brings us to consideration of the daily calendar. Would the clerk please read the first item on our weighty calendar today?
There are citations on today's calendar.
Madam Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citations on today's calendar be approved.
Rebidious. Motion before the body is the approval of the citations. Without objection, the citations on today's calendar have been approved. That brings us to unfinished business. Do we have items of unfinished business? Madam Majority Leader.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. I move and ask unanimous consent that the following representatives be excused from a call of the House for the following times. Representative Berkowitz from 7 a.m. Plain Time Wednesday, April 4 to 6:34 p.m. Plain Time Sunday, April 8. Representative Coghill from 7 p.m. Plain Time Thursday, April 12 to 9:34 p.m. Plain Time Monday, April 16. And Representative Whitaker from 7 a.m. Plain Time Friday, March 30 to 9:30 a.m. Plain Time Monday, April 2.
Without objection, those members will be shown as excused on the dates and times indicated by the Majority Leader. Any other items of unfinished business? Committee announcements. Representative Faith.
Yes, Mr. Speaker. Tomorrow at 3 o'clock in room 124, there will be a subcommittee meeting of the Oil and Gas Committee. This subcommittee meeting is on the distribution, the potential distribution of gas on the Yukon River Valley.
Thank you, Representative Faith. Representative Bundy.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The scheduled meeting for 8 a.m. Friday morning of the Special Committee on Education has been canceled. There will be a joint meeting Monday morning with House, Hess, and the Special Education Committee at 8 a.m. There will be further notice of that.
Thank you, Representative Bundy. Representative Stevens and then Dyson.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to announce a special event. It's a performance and reception in the memory of Senator Fred Jaroff. It'll be at the Hangar Ballroom on Sunday, April 1st from 4 to 7. Hope you'll be able to attend. There'll be some reminiscences of Fred's life, and also donations are accepted to the Fred Jaroff Memorial Scholarship Fund. Thank you.
Representative Stevens. Representative Dyson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In House Hess this afternoon, we'll be dealing with House Bills 160, 164, and 142.
Representative Roegberg.
Mr. Chairman, the House Judiciary Committee will reconvene to the call of the chair at 10:40 a.m. this morning.
10:40 for Judiciary. Any other committee announcements or regular announcements? Special orders. Madam Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the citation on the member's desk honoring Secretary of Interior Gail Norton be taken up as a special order of business at this time.
Without objection, we have the citation before us.
And, Mr. Speaker, I move that the special order citation be approved.
Without objection, the citation has been approved. Representative Green.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would move and ask unanimous consent that the House, all the members of the House, be shown as
Brevities. Representative Green.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I will withdraw that motion.
Thank you, Mr. Representative Green. Any other special orders? Madam Majority Leader.
Well, Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. Friday, March 30.
See you tomorrow.